The International Energy Agency says mounting signs of an economic slowdown and an escalating trade war between the US and China have caused global oil demand to grow at its slowest pace since the financial crisis of 2008. Joining me on the line now, Neil Atkinson of the IEA. Thanks so much, Neil, for your time this evening. So as we say, we've got worries about an economic slowdown hampering the kind of demand scenario for oil. Just how much have those concerns taken from the demand scenario, because traditionally the third quarter is seen as the strongest demand season for oil?
Well, yes, but what we're seeing at the moment is a very tricky economic situation. We, of course, have the trade disputes between the United States and China, and we have a general lack of confidence in many parts of the economy, including the manufacturing sector. We have very weak growth here in Europe. So there's a very general climate, if you like, where the mood music is very gloomy, and that's feeding through gradually into oil demand growth itself. And the third quarter, as you say, can traditionally be stronger than other parts of the year, but I think the forces of economic pessimism are so strong currently that we might not see a rebound in the third quarter, although we're not as pessimistic about the later part of the year than we have been about the early part of the year.
Of course, economic woes holding sway over geopolitics. That's something that's been emphasized in your report, Neil. The demand situation coming hand in hand, though, with disruptions and additional barrels at risk. So what's the supply side of this equation looking like right now?
Well, earlier in the year, most of the focus was on the supply side because we had the U.S. sanctions against Iran being intensified, the removal of waivers to Iran's customers. We saw new U.S. sanctions applied to Venezuela and, of course, ongoing problems about the stability of supply from Libya. So all the focus was on problems on the supply side. Now, as 2019 has progressed, what we've actually seen is, because of the economic slowdown, is that demand has gradually emerged as perhaps a bigger problem in the shorter term than supply security, and that's the reason why we talked about the economic concerns currently outweighing the security of supply concerns.
With that being said, what's your outlook as far as OPEC member production is concerned? We've got Saudi Arabia cutting already, more than their agreed quota. Do you see that becoming more of a feature in the short term?
Well, the Saudi spokesman has stated in the last few days that, to all intents and purposes, Saudi Arabia is willing to do whatever it takes to keep an oil price at a level which they feel more comfortable with. Now, of course, we don't know what that will mean in practice, and we don't forecast OPEC production as such, partly because it's unknowable. But it is fairly clear that prices that have tailed down towards $60 a barrel for Brent, and indeed below that, are not comfortable levels for most of the OPEC producers. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see if they decide to make further output cuts in the next few months.
Of course, a lot of what happens on that side, Neil, dependent on non-OPEC supply growth. We've seen strong production from the U.S. risking swamping the market. Has there been any slowdown, or do you anticipate any slowdown on that end?
Well, the United States production is going to grow pretty strongly in 2019 as a whole compared to 2018. But what is noticeable so far this year is that compared to the exit point for 2018, U.S. production hasn't actually grown that much during 2019, which isn't to say that that's a sign of any kind of fundamental slowdown. It isn't. There is still plenty of activity. There is still plenty of oil due to come on the market. And, of course, with the United States being a free market industry, producers take individual decisions. There is no central planning authority, as there is in Saudi Arabia and the OPEC countries. It's a matter for the producers to decide to produce as they see fit in terms of making money. And we see no reason why growth in U.S. crude production, which we think will be well over a million barrels a day this year, we see no reason why that pace of growth should actually slow.
Okay. I've got to ask you before I let you go, Neil, if we do see a resolution to the U.S.-China trade dispute sooner rather than later, how quick an unwind could we see to the entire waning demand scenario by your estimates?
Well, it would take some time, but the most important development that would arise from a resolution of the disputes would be a huge boost to confidence, because it would be unlocking growth in global trade, which in turn gradually finds its way through to better demand for oil in terms of the transportation of goods around the world. So while it would not be immediate, because that's obviously not how things work, a resolution of the trade disputes would be an enormous boost to confidence in the wider economy, but of course into the support for oil demand as far as the oil industry is concerned.
Neil, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Neil Atkinson is with the IEA.